Red Film Radio.
Red Film Radio.
Interview.
Interview.
Football and cinema meet at the 11mm Berlin International Football Film Festival each year in the German capital. After being initially postponed, the festival is set to return soon, and joining us to tell us more about it is its co-director, Andreas Leimbach-Niaz. Andreas, welcome to the show.
Hello, Matt. Nice to meet you.
Oh, it's a pleasure for me to meet you. And we're going to be talking about the International Football Film Festival Berlin. 11mm, actually, is part of its name. You know, this is the first time that we get to talk about this festival in on Fred Film Radio. So I was wondering whether you could just start by maybe telling us a little bit about its history.
Well, yeah, it's quite a long history already for us. So we started in 2004 in Berlin. The British Council had the idea to screen a couple of football films from England, and they needed a partner to organize all that. And they asked us, as a football cultural club, we played football and we loved to watch films. And then they asked us, could you organize this little festival, which wasn't already a festival, just like a film series, 2 years in front of the World Cup in Germany. And so we said yes, and it was a great fun for us. And after having a nice time in small cinema in Berlin, we thought, why shouldn't we do this next year? And why shouldn't we call this a festival? And that was the beginning of our football film festival.
So it's been quite a while that it's been around.
Absolutely. Yeah, we were really the one who did it the first time worldwide. Nobody had the idea to do a festival like that. And when we see now, like 16 years later, you find quite a lot all over the world. And the good thing is they are really nice, and they all are talking to ask if we could cooperate with them, because we have quite the biggest experience in that. So, and this is what we like, to do a network, to work together, to tell each other what new films are in South America. There's a partner of us, it's Cinefood in Rio de Janeiro. And yeah, that's really nice with our little festival to have experience like that worldwide.
For the benefit of our listeners coming from the United States and other places around the world, we should probably specify that when we talk about football here, we're going to be referring to specifically what in some countries would be primarily referred to as soccer, right? Just to avoid any misunderstanding. And to this, I wanted to ask you something that is somewhat of a general question. But feel free to answer it in whatever way you like. You know, what do you feel are some main similarities between cinema and football?
Well, yeah, I think it's interesting to put football out of the stadium and into the cinema, and you get a totally new look onto this sport and to the people who are involved in that. And sometimes you have the feeling in the stadium they are actors on the ground. So yeah, we think it's really a nice new setting for football, and this helps us to have a totally different look onto this sport and to look behind it. We are not interested in just results, but what is the philosophy? What does it stand for? What does it give you maybe for your life, whatever? So this is really interesting to have this new setting and a new look on that. And fortunately, we find a lot of people who like to share this view with us.
And what do you feel have been, in the past, some notable movies about football, perhaps films that you yourselves, as the festival, have screened within your program, but also beyond it?
Yeah, we always like the small little productions. Huh? So they are quite big one. We have a big one this year about Maradona from Asif Kapadia. Real great big filmmaker, really successful, and about a big star. But you also find the small films about amateur clubs or about the national coach of Afghanistan, which is our opening film this year. So these are the films we really like, because they have quite difficulties to get screened in the cinema or on TV. And yeah, we like to give spotlight on them. and to show it and to share it with our audience. And they always say to us, where do you find that? This was so great. And I've never heard about that. And this is always, yeah, a personal success for us if we can manage that.
So highlighting stories from all over the world.
Absolutely. Yeah.
After all, it is an international film festival, I suppose.
Yeah, absolutely. So we always have the example of the second year we screened a film of France. It was about the French football national team. It was called Les Yeux dans le Bleu. And this was the first film where we saw the power of football in the cinema, because the people really liked it. And suddenly we had different people come into our festival, even girlfriends of the audience, of people who are already found us. And they said, oh, I didn't expect it, that it was not only a boring football game, but it was really an interesting story. And this showed that the potential of this festival is really bigger than we thought in the beginning, because we never could imagine that this already lasts 16 years.
Right. And Germany is the football culture in Germany is quite big, of course, multiple World Cup winners. But in terms of cinema, too, there have been some films that have explored the world of football. I can think of The Miracle of Bern, also peripheral movies like Wim Wenders' Goalie's Anxiety at the Penalty Kick. So there is a tradition there of cinema and film in Germany itself.
Beginning, because in the beginning, it was quite hard to imagine, would it be enough for the next years to find enough football films. But suddenly, after 2006, I think it started a lot of in this direction. So filmmakers, even in the last years, the streaming companies, they all were interested in looking behind this giga sport and to understand more about the stars, and maybe not only the stars. And that was a big help for us, that we realized, yeah, worldwide, you find enough films to do a festival every year. So we're going to screen 60 till 70 football films every year. And these are new films we're going to find all over the world. So that was quite, yeah, it's still a great pleasure that it's never done. You always find new ones.
To return to contemporary times in a moment, we will talk about how COVID-19 has impacted this year's edition. But in general terms, and perhaps with reference to previous editions, how is the festival actually structured? What format of films are presented? Are they both shorts and features, documentaries and fiction?
Yeah, we're gonna screen the whole variety. Yeah? So it's like you said, it's short films, it's documentary, feature films. And normally we are in the cinema. It's a really traditional cinema in Berlin. It's called Babylon. And normally we always are there in the end of March. So we have 5 days there. And then three halls in the cinema are ours. And it's always a great pleasure to be there and to have guests all over the world. And the films should be even in an English version as well, so with subtitles or in an original version. So this is the normal case, but this year it wasn't. So we had to postpone our festival now into October. We cross our fingers that this will going to happen next week.
So earlier we briefly mentioned that the festival was to take place earlier in the year before the pandemic. In fact, what were the dates, or when was the festival originally scheduled for?
Yeah, it was planned for the end of March, but we already did the press conference a week before, and 2 days later we had to just cancel it and to say no, it's not simple. And in the last month we to the cinema, and we found the solution that it would be a good timing to do it now in October. So, but it's always difficult to make plans, and it's still we are still nervous that everything goes fine and that the guests are coming and the audience as well. And we also do, at the first time, we do a streaming option as well. So people who can't visit us, they can watch nearly half of the films and even two live streamings during the festival on our web page, which is quite a new invention for us and maybe something good in this quite difficult time.
So what are the specific dates of the festival?
So we're going to start on Thursday. It's the 15th of October, and then we're going to screen 5 days. So the last day will be the Monday, the 19th, and the last day is always our short film edition. So we have a jury who are watching the best football short films of the year and do the voting together with the audience in the end to find the football short film of the year.
Ah, so that there are awards at this festival as well.
Yes. So this film will get the award, the Short Kicks 2020 then. Now, this is one of our awards we have.
What are the other awards?
We also have an audience award. So the audience can judge every film after screening. And this is the Golden 11. Yeah. And since 3 years, I think now we're going to have a third prize. This is a jury prize. So we always find special experts of film and football, and they going to watch 5 to 6 films we found, and they can judge among these 5 or 6 which is the best long film of the year.
And just to make sure there are no misunderstandings, so will it be only online, or will there only also be physical events?
Yeah, we're doing both. Like a hybrid festival for us. So it's a physically festival in the kino, in the Cinema Babylon in Berlin Mitte, but also we have the online option this year for the first time.
And we talked a little bit about the program for this year. I believe you mentioned Diego Maradona, the new film on the great footballer. But is there any other films that you feel like you should highlight from this year's edition?
Yeah, as I mentioned, the opening film, I think it's a quite good start for the festival. So it's always like the big challenge for us, which should be the film just in front of the festival. Huh? And yeah, this is something we really have to struggle every year, which could it be? And if you have Maradona and don't choose it as the opening film, it's quite a bit, crazy. But we thought maybe a small production like it is now, the film is called Men of Hope, would be really nice to give this the spotlight, as I said, as an opening film. And we have the coach who is the main character in this documentary. We have him live on stage. It's Peter Sagard. It's the football coach who was crazy enough to start as a national football coach of Afghanistan in 2015. And I think he himself didn't realize how brave he was to choose this job. And two filmmakers in Cologne, they read this article about the most dangerous football job worldwide, and they said, oh, this should be a documentary. And they asked him, and he said yes. And that was the time where they started their screening, their filming. And the result will be on our screen as an opening film next week.
What's it called? What's the film called?
It's called Men of Hope. Peter Sagard is really a really big character, a real character. It's really nice to talk to him, to listen to him, all the things he just that happened at that time. And so we are really happy to meet him next week again.
So aside from the screenings themselves, will there be parallel events? You mentioned Q&As, so that's one. Will there be other events such as talks and so on?
Yeah, this is like the price we had to pay this year. So we normally have exhibitions, and we have podcasts, and lectures and things like that. So we had to cut this down because of the special times now. This is the price of this year. But we have the Q&A, so we are happy about every guest who can make it to come to us. And if not, we try to have like video messages to even have some contact of the people who are responsible for the films.
And just to return to the digital or virtual or online version of this year's edition of the festival, how will people be able to gain access to the films and the content? Where can they sign up? And also, where will it be accessible from?
Yeah, we inform about that on our website. It's 11-mm4mm.de. So we have like a Facebook live event of the opening night, including the film. And the film, all the other films will be accessible by our website, and also the last streaming event of the short film competition at the last day. It's the Monday of the festival, the 19th.
Excellent. So anyone who would like to know more about it, visit the website and you'll find more information there, and also find ways of how to access all the films and all of the content from this year's festival. Andreas, thank you very much for joining us. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Oh, thank you very much. It was a pleasure for me as well.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.